Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to be talking about Disney Plus, kind of a throwback to the 1990s X-Men TV show, which is now called X-Men 97, but this picks up with the X-Men living in the aftermath of Charles Xavier dying. What's established in the first episode is that Magneto is now the leader of the X-Men based off of Charles Xavier's will. First, we'll go to Gangsta Mike. Welcome back, Gangsta Mike. The haters try to bring the guns to Gangsta Mike's doorstep. But when you thought his clip was empty, he had one in that chamber. Get stitched up in the hospital. We were all in the hospital, all concerned. Gangsta Mike wakes up and is like, yo, what y'all looking sad for? Only God can judge me. Gangsta of all gangsters, Street King of Kings. How do you feel about X-Men 97?
Really excited with it, honestly. I think I said after the first two episodes. Well, one, they definitely went a more mature version of this now.
Yeah.
I feel like even just some of the storylines that's already taken place, they would have never touched this back in the day. And in some ways, I got to applaud Disney for the fact that they did go ahead and move forward with these type of concepts and storylines from the comics and made it a more mature tone, which said, I think this is more catered towards us, the OGs who watched the cartoon growing up, who read the comics growing up, who are actually fans of X-Men and not doing the Star Wars thing of, oh, well, forget whatever you knew or what you like. We're going to make this for this next generation that's trying to come on board or get to know these characters and just roll with what already works and what's already established and just put that on in animation form and put it on their streaming service, which to me lends to a positive step in the right direction. Because from what I understand, I think the cartoon is somehow going to kind of tie into or hint at a couple of things that may occur with the actual X-Men movie as far as plans that they have. So if that's true, and this is kind of like the precursor for that, then that leads me to have a more positive mindset to where that movie might end up going and what might end up happening with that. I think if I had a complaint, she was like, yeah, I heard they got the same voice actor. I said, yeah. I said, a couple of them you can kind of tell when they talk now, they sound like they're older.
Wolverine's pretty rough.
Yeah. Like Wolverine, even Rogue in some ways, tell they're older. I said, I mean, it's a nice sentiment to do, but
right.
I'm not going to lie, I wouldn't mind if you got different voice actors just because they sound a little rough, like they're struggling a little bit. But
does Optimus Prime, as those movies went on, you can just tell he's not obviously in his younger days. Go ahead.
So the fact that Magneto is now head of the X-Men, which that's the right move to make. Like Cyclops being it would have been kind of the cookie cutter way to do it. Like, yeah, okay, obviously that's what, but to put Magneto and go the dynamic of the guy that basically was the antithesis to what Charles believed, so to speak, and put him in charge of the team, I thought was a real smart decision. Like I said, just overall, even with this third episode, to bring in Mr. Sinister already, bring in key characters that we've touched on before of, these are things that Fox should have done with the films a long time ago.
Well, they tried Apocalypse. We saw how that turned out.
Yeah. But again, right, that's the same thing. Is you have people in positions who are trying to make these things, and rather than ad nauseum, and I'm going to say it again on the first one back, absolutely really zero excuse to get a comic book film wrong, because the storyboards are already drawn, the fucking scripts basically already written out. Like, all you have to do is take what you read or what you see and translate the film. Shouldn't be that fucking difficult, but for whatever reason, it never fails. People go, well, nah, I know what that says, but that ain't going to make sense. No, it makes sense because it fucking worked. So all you have to do is take that and put it in a film form and it'll work. Again, same thing with this cartoon. You've already got the stories. You've got the concepts. Everything's already been there. All you have to do is translate it to an animation form and put it on screen the way it should be. And they've done that back in the day, because the cartoon, I rewatched the whole thing before I even watched this. And it still holds up to me to this day. Even the stuff that they did in those cartoons back then still holds up now. And then this just improves upon that and carries it forward going into the future. So right now, like I said, I'm happy with it. It's the one thing on Disney Plus I'm actually watching for once, because I honestly have not seen anything Marvel related since.
Like She-Hulk, maybe?
Nah, actually, that might be it.
Echo, She-Hulk?
No, I didn't watch Echo. So yeah, She-Hulk. That was the last thing I watched. I haven't watched anything Marvel related since. I haven't seen Loki. I haven't watched Echo. I haven't watched Marvels. I haven't watched Madam Web. I did see Across Spider-Verse. So,
well, we know you were down for a little minute, so it's all right.
No, that ain't the excuse. I just, when the whole world's basically saying Marvel's bullshit right now, I was just like, eh, I gotta wait for it to die down before I actually watch and see this kind of stuff. But yeah, this is a positive step in the right direction.
All right, Matt.
Really like the series. I think the thing I like about it is that they're not starting over again. A lot of times when a series does start over or for whatever reason, or even a movie in most cases, they actually reboot it. I like the fact that it continued where they last left off. And Mike is 100% correct as far as being mature. The mature themes, characters, which under the previous X-Men animation was a wuss, and now full-fledged beast mode, such as Cyclops. I thought they did him very, very well. I was like, Cyclops does that? I think the one part from the first episode, I think, that got me amped up is when they were fighting the Sentinels and they said Omega something.
Yeah, detected. Omega level, you can detect it, yeah.
I've been knowing that for a while, and the fact they even acknowledged it, I was like, what?
Yeah, Cyclops, Gray, Omega level.
I'm very excited about the fact that they're paying homage to the comic book characters, dropping these hints, and then even Morph, as inconsequential, in my opinion, of a character he was on the first time X-Men came around, changing into characters. Like, oh, okay, all right, I know who that person is.
I did not know that he could change it to not just a character, but mimic their powers as well. I did not know about that.
Yeah, that's what I didn't understand either, because, like, he changed the Colossus, and I'm like, oh?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, he's OP as shit now, okay.
The character on Mortal Kombat who changes characters.
Shang Tsung.
Yeah, so he reminds me of that. I'd like to see the Sentinels again, but not be as punching bags. But even the direction that they're going now with the characters, all I know is that when this series or this season is over, it'll feel like there's a gap until the next episode, because this is so well written. Follows the comic, well, maybe not necessarily to a T, but I mean, it was good. Even the part where the last episode where Magneto was fighting Madeline Pryor, and watching, I was like, this is going to be easy. And then all of a sudden now he's just getting cut up by glass, which I was like, oh, okay, they showed him being cut up. He's bleeding. It's going through his stuff. I was like, you would never, ever see that in the previous animation. You know, get blasted and he'll fall down. But no, this is great first step for Marvel animation. Mm-hmm. I know we talk a lot about DC animation, but I think if they continue with this, particularly with the strength of storytelling, I think they could really have something and slowly make their comeback in the cinematic universe.
All right, Keith.
Echo Matt and Mike's sentiments, and I'm going to go a step beyond. I am a diehard X-Men fan. I fucking love X-Men since I was a little kid. They legit pulled up the best storylines. There was a period of time for like almost damn near 10 years where the X-Men, the mansion got blown up, shit was done down, Storm loses her powers, X-Men on the run, Magneto's running shit. They're just having a horrible fucking time. Stuff like this going on. Mrs. Sinister popping up and just fucking with them. This was the shit I loved, like, about the X-Men. Like, just getting, like, fucked up, doing their thing, and just a consistent, well-told story. What's his name? Bo DiMatteo? He understands. He gets it. He gets it 100%. And I'm sorry that whoever decided to run rampant with the whole woke label on this thing, like, they didn't know what the fuck they were talking about. In no way, shape, or form was this, like, anything. Like, you can tell that he went against the current Marvel grain. And he said, no, we're telling the actual stories and the actual characters, and we're not making up and putting in bullshit.
Yeah, it does seem very un-Disney-like. When I say un-Disney-like, I'm talking about maybe everything after 2019.
Yeah, at the same time, it still did the same thing. Jean Grey and Storm were absolutely kicking ass. Like, they are the powerhouses of the X-Men, always have been. Even when Storm lost her power in the comic book, she still ran the X-Men, and she still was like the OG running shit and calling the shots. Cyclops used his stratagems and stuff like that, like Wolverine and Gambit kind of playing off each other. This shit is just phenomenal. I had low expectations coming into this. I liked the original X-Men cartoon, but I found the animation quality kind of like was in between, was iffy at times. So when I first saw the pictures of this and the stills and even the initial trailer, I was like, okay, I'll check it out. I wasn't super enthusiastic, but I was like, I'll check it out. The OG X-Men cartoon on Fox was always very, very consistent in its storytelling. Changes they made sense for the medium they were in. But they held true to the character. They had Cable, knew who Cable was. Bishop being from the future, like it being from a jacked up alternative timeline and stepping in and stuff, that was set and it was very much in line with the comic book dealt with. Very impressed with what we got here in terms of that. And it's unfortunate that the showrunner is gone. I don't know what the next season is going
to
be like.
I had explained that people considered him difficult to work with. I'm like, if the end result basically brings back the interest in some of these Marvel properties, which, right now, Marvel in general is bankrupt. Where's my Blade movie? Skip X-Men for a second. Let's talk about my Blade movie, which is...
That shit ain't coming. That shit ain't coming. No, the only reason they got it still in the books is not to piss off Mahershala Ali.
Then also, I guess apparently the Captain America movies and doing more and more reshoots.
Yeah, apparently they're having some problems with that.
Yeah, apparently that movie was trash.
It's not testing well.
Apparently it was woke trash.
Yeah. Do better. Senator,
it was
do better.
Woke trash. Dudes are coming out and saying this shit is woke trash. I was like, oh shit, that ain't good.
Go ahead and let you finish, Keith. So, where's my Blade movie at?
This was one of those successful outings. To Matt's point, they didn't treat you were a civilian, that you don't know what the X-Men are all about. Treated the audience like you know what the X-Men is about. You know what this show's about. A 2-minute recap. Let's get into the storytelling. And from the break, you get in there. The animation quality, I love it. It looks like it's the same animation studio that does the Archer show.
Yeah, probably.
On FX. And I'm like, that's absolutely the best way to go about it. I love that animation style. This was perfect. I don't know what's going to happen without Bo. I'm hoping that he whipped the writers into shape. They understand what's
the expectation that people have. That's mm-hmm. what's the problem is that, particularly now with a lot of movies, these mass corporations owning properties that people love. It's like, well, we'll tell you how you should feel about it. What I feel about this X-Men is that, hey, this is, someone says, like, hey, we're bringing that back. Like, I want to have that memory, that that feeling that, hey, well, I want to turn the TV on like a Saturday morning, watch some X-Men. And not just be like, oh, well, X-Men's on. Like, I'm just going to go outside, do something else. Hey, I'm looking forward to seeing this from week to week. Specifically with TV shows, it's kind of hard for me to get hooked on stuff. So, like, things like The Silo, hey, I'm hooked on that. Or, like, more recently, again, kind of with Apple Plus, been watching Manhunt with Toby Menzies. So I've been watching that. And then there's this. And it's like, hey, at least I got to have some stuff to watch consistently, and also Shogun. With all this, and please don't screw it up in the future. That's really
give me more. I want more, man. Like, how many episodes we got? 8 episodes we're getting?
Yeah.
I think it's 10 episodes, isn't it?
I'm hoping that Bo got the stories written out for the next, couple of seasons. I'm hoping he did his thing, and I'm going to keep my eye out for that dude and anything else he comes up with, because I'm with it. Absolutely gave me what I wanted. I didn't realize how much I missed the X-Men until I watched the show.
Yeah, 10 episodes this season, and it's already been greenlit for another season.
Absolutely, of course. So, man ought to get his job back. I'm tired of shit.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, they said that the first episode alone already had the most streams on all of Disney Plus in a matter of hours.
Yeah. A lot of people came in there to hate watch it, especially the streamers.
Yeah,
they came in to hate watch it. They were like, oh shit. And they were like, oh no, this is good. We made a mistake. This is really, really fucking good. And everybody came a running. Because last show was fuck. I was going to wait for all the episodes to drop. And I was like, I can't wait. I need to check this out. Exactly. Matt said, this is actually pretty good. okay, fuck. I'm like, what the? And I watched that shit. I'm like, oh shit. Like, they doing a Goblin Queen storyline? Okay. The Storm Lost the powers? What the fuck?
The other guy that showed up at the end of the third episode.
Forge?
Yeah. Well, I remember him from X-Factor, X-Force, one of those.
Yeah.
I was into just Gen X, Gen 13, all that.
Well, I read all that shit. If it was X-Men, I read that shit. You know? Talk about this shit for hours.
For me, it was all about the art. So I would just kind of mimic the art styles.
I'm hoping that Feige, seeing what worked, this won't translate well into a film. You got to start with an origin in this, but you do not need race swap, gender swap, or sexual orientation swap. They don't need to be touched. You take them straight from the comic pages. You want a black character, you got like 8 characters within the X-Men. You don't need to fucking work.
Yeah.
You don't need to swap this shit out. Absolutely not necessary.
Hey, Bob.
I don't think they'll do that with the movie, only because it's the one
they need to win.
Property he said I can't get wrong.
They need to win.
You absolutely can't get that shit wrong.
Like, he understands the gravity of the situation, so he's at the point of, and he said that early on, he's like, X-Men is going to take time because it's the one that you definitely can't get wrong. And I think he also recognizes, because it's done wrong so much in the past, they kind of have one shot to get this right. And which might be why they went with the cartoon first, as, okay, let's put this out there, see how this does, because a lot of this is going to tie that. Whatever happens at the end of this is supposed to kind of somewhat tie towards what's going forward with the movie. I can say the bad guy will probably be, if you ain't figured out by now, we're going to be Mr. Sinister, which I laughed about, because we said that a long time ago. We're like, if you're going to do a bad guy, if you're going to do a villain, you need to go Mr. Sinister. Don't go recycle the whole Charles Xavier Magneto storyline all over again.
Yeah.
Go a direction you haven't gone yet and do that. There's a rumor they might announce casting by the fall, because apparently it's kind of been picking up steam now, and a lot of it's got to do with Iger, because, again, he's hard-pressed to get the shit back on track because he needs Disney to make money, because he's losing money right now. And that's basically his only...
Yeah, and he's also been facing some shareholder backlash for like different stuff.
Yeah, and this new guy that's trying to get approved, that's creating a bunch of stuff now, right now, too, because he made the comment about, why do I need all black people in the movie? Why do I need women in the movie? This and that and all that other shit. So,
and you also have Chapek doing interviews, so he's still under NDA for certain things, but he's been a little bit more vocal about his time at Disney.
2018, 2019, everything they touched practically turned to fucking gold. Mm-hmm. And in the last 5 years, they lose all their money. It's
started
like,
with Captain Marvel.
Fucking, you just like lose money like that. It's like, what the fuck are y'all doing? And everybody's kind of keeping mum on, like, decided to go with this whole woke bullshit and everything. And I think we're talking about this shit with that, what was that, ESG, that BlackRock, whatever the fuck those
called. Yeah, ESG.
No, I was going to say, Iger kind of hinted at it not too long ago when he made the statement that it's about the quality of the movies and not the quantity, which goes back to the Chapek thing. And I immediately took that as a direct shot at him, as in, y'all were just putting out shit for the sake of putting out shit. He really pointed to, like, you lost what made the early stuff work, which was, we had a timeline of, we put out only a certain amount of stuff every year.
Yeah.
And you sat down and you really figured out the project and you made whatever the project was that you wanted to make. And so he already said he's going to dial it back. That's why, like I said, you only got Deadpool coming out this year as far as the film. The only problem I have with that is next year they got, I think it's slated to have like 4 movies. And I'm like, again, you're kind of going back to what you just complained about.
Yeah.
And the problem in the first place.
And I think they probably have like at least another 2 TV shows.
Yeah. So, because they're shooting Wonder Man with Yahya Abdul-Mateen.
He goes from being Black Mantis. Like, he, okay.
No, are they still doing that? The guy is fucking T'Challa. I mean, for fuck's sake.
Are they still doing that Wakanda show?
Yeah, first one is supposed to focus on Okoye, and I forgot what I read, what they're talking about doing with it.
I guess probably another What If season, probably.
All right, so, well, it's supposed to be Marvel Zombies. It's supposed to be the next one. And then, like you said, they're already redoing Captain America 4, basically. Started Daredevil over from scratch and got the Netflix people, which was a smart move, because whatever they were doing apparently was some complete bullshit. Because Bernthal, you know, he finally came back. He's fairly happy from what I understand. I don't think he's going to have too much to do with the season, but he'll have enough to where I think they're setting stuff up. And then Spider-Man 4 is in development. They're talking about shooting that in the fall. But I have not heard if they're going to introduce Miles Morales or not, which was the way I said they should have gone.
Just make sure he doesn't have any comb-over dreads, yo. That's all. No comb-over
dreads. What'd you say?
So no comb-over dreads.
Nah, I don't know what's going to happen with that. Right now, I think it's supposed to be what Spider-Man 4 is. Peter's, since nobody knows who he is anymore, putting the two people up. So instead of him focusing on Peter Parker, it's kind of him focusing on being Spider-Man and fighting crime and all that other stuff. And at the same time, apparently he's supposed to deal with Kingpin, and the word is he might end up teaming up with Daredevil. So almost be like street level heroes are kind of teaming up with him in New York to deal with Kingpin or whatever else comes from that. I don't know if that's the direction they're gonna ultimately go. I just know that I found it interesting that Holland made the comment, Evans made the comment, and one other person made the same comment about stories needing to be right and how they haven't been right in recent time, basically.
Yeah.
Because Holland kind of said the same thing that Hemsworth was saying. Like,
I wouldn't
if
come
you
back.
Bring me back some cookie cutter bullshit, I'm not doing it.
I mean, because people were complaining about just being on a green screen the whole time, or like the surround.
Quantumania, they were basically on a fucking green screen the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, did they even have a set? Like, hey, it looked bad. Hey, it's like, this shit looked cheap as shit.
Yeah. They're still talking about doing Kang.
Yeah, they're talking about recasting the character, right?
Roman Domingo is who they've been talking to.
Yeah, he'll work.
Like I said, Deadpool's the only one that's coming out this year. Secret Wars is still the big thing they're planning.
And Thunderbolts? If
I'm mistaken, Galactus will still be the villain, but he might end up being the villain in Fantastic Four. I'm not quite sure yet.
What about Thunderbolts?
They're shooting.
I hope they catch that shit.
I want to see Doctor Doom.
So Doctor Doom is who they think they might end up kind of being the next Thanos instead of Galactus, because he crosses over so many different time periods and different characters he'll work out a lot better than Galactus would. And so I already knew this from before, because Feige apparently has said behind closed doors about trying to get everybody back from every Marvel project ever created. So apparently he met with Hugh Jackman about coming back for Secret Wars. And the word is Jackman told him the only way he'll do it is if he can get Downey and he can get Tobey Maguire to show up and he gets a scene with both of them. Because he said that was always his dream and it never happened back in the day. And he said that before about him and Robert Downey Jr. So he said that's the only way he's going to do Secret Wars. So I'm guessing it'll happen anyway. I mean, Downey's got his Oscar now, so I mean, he might be like, yeah, fuck y'all, I don't need to come back. But
he might do it. He seems like the type. He's constantly said that it was Marvel and Iron Man that got him back onto it.
So he literally made the statement that he thought some of his best acting was done in Iron Man. Because it was a comic movie, I don't think people paid attention too much. He's like, but I had some scenes where he felt like that's some of the best acting he had done in recent time. And I'm like, well, I mean, that's a hell of a statement to say, because I would argue it ain't on Dark Knight level, but okay, we can go with it. I think he'll come back. I think Evans is the big question mark, because Evans is kind of like, he really ain't trying to come back.
Really worried about, I mean, basically looking like an idiot. And plus, he's not had too many successes outside of Marvel. So yeah. I can definitely see him just going like, you know, nah, I don't want to, like, let me get a win under my belt. And, like, Hemsworth, yeah, he's got, like, success. He's doing
but, yeah,
well,
he's but, in that new Mad Max movie. So, like.
Which I'll be watching, like, 3-4 times. That's just
you know, I think he'll come back for a cameo. The Secret Wars is the only time I think you'll see a lot of people show up. The rest will probably be fairly done. They are talking about doing Planet Hulk.
Did that with Ragnarok, kind of.
Yeah. Like I said, a lot of stuff I think is going to end up being up in the air. I think a lot of people just grasping and talking about whatever. My theory is because Feige said Secret Wars is kind of going, like, they're doing a soft reboot with Deadpool, but Secret Wars is probably going to change everything. Have a feeling new T'Challa, because he already admitted that was a mistake, which we already fucking said the first podcast after the Chadwick Boseman died. He said, yeah, they should have recast the character. It was a fuck up, but whatever. I think you get a new Iron Man. I don't think Jack Green.
Hopefully not.
So that show, I think, got canceled. I think they're not doing that now. Although I did hear they had shot some. So I don't know. I don't know if they're going to redo it. I don't know if it's going to see the light of day, because it was rumored that Downey was going to do the holographic stuff for that. Because settling the combos, that is, Tony Stark's the hologram.
Well, the big thing is that, particularly in the past maybe 6 to 8 months, there's been a big focus on entertainment industry and budgets and, like, just the way the economy is and certain industries closing or kind of reducing staff, doing layoffs and things like that. And, like, you have these things like She-Hulk, where it's like a couple $1 million an episode. That's not sustainable.
And it doesn't even make sense.
When you got like 5 or 6 shows, all of similar quality, tons of CG work going on, again, that's not sustainable. So, and kind of getting back to that core, hey, we have our, like, maybe early in the year movie, big summer blockbuster movie, our end of the year movie. That's it. That's where they need to be. or maybe even just two movies. People like Paramount and CBS are looking to get sold to like a private equity firm. That wasn't going to happen 2-3 years ago when everybody was trying to rush into streaming. Now they're finding out that maybe Netflix was right. Like, maybe we should just left our stuff on Netflix and just collected the checks.
Mm-hmm. Wasting all their fucking money on this shit.
I mean, because the thing about Netflix has a whole bunch of trash. Producing a streaming service, I mean, whether you're pulling from your back catalog and stuff, I mean, people aren't signing up to go watch your back catalog. They want to see the new stuff. Or they want to see something interesting, but a lot of the Netflix stuff was always hit or miss, but when they hit, it was big, and people thought they could replicate that success. It's like, well, House of Cards, and it's like, all right, well, we can do that. And then finding out that, hey, well, we don't want to be doing these miniseries, short-run TV shows all the time. Again, Netflix is canceling shows after the first couple episodes. Keep moving on. Like, just burn the money and write it off.
They have so much content. Like, I mean, everyone has Netflix. You question whether or not you need Disney Plus, Paramount Plus, anything else. Like, I'm about to cancel my Apple TV and Disney Plus subscription. As soon as X-Men run's done, I'm going to cancel all that shit. Like, but yeah. Netflix stays. Like, Amazon Prime stays. Just have certain things that are like staples.
It's inherent that something is going to be on Netflix.
Yeah, at one point, it's going to be on Netflix. At some point, it's going to be there. HBO Max I got because it ditched the cable.
Yeah.
So I got HBO Max. Then all of a sudden, HBO sent that shit to Netflix. You're like, well, I don't need your HBO Max anymore. I'll stick with Netflix. Like,
because you have those outliers, again, Paramount and Peacock, and then like some of these lesser streaming services. I mean, particularly Peacock. Like, who's signing up for Peacock, first of all? That's not getting that free.
My wife does that because she wants to watch the Chicago shows.
Hey, I like Law and Order, all right? I like Law and Order. But, who's signing up for Peacock for Law and Order? Again, kind of going back to the Netflix thing, people thought they could slap Box of God and replicate that success, and it is not easy. Paramount is kind of finding that out now. Who's signing up for Paramount Plus? For what?
And I signed up for that shit for Star Trek, yo, and I was brutally disappointed.
The only good last good Star Trek was that Picard season 3. Discovery should have ended after the first season.
Should have ended at that first fucking season. That's what I should have done. You're absolutely right. Got that girl out there saying, like, I'm the first black captain. Let me tell you something. Benjamin Sisko.
He was an emissary. He was a captain. He was a father. Single father. They took his wife from the prophets single took his wife father. From him. Just so he can fulfill the prophecy.
Remarried.
And died the last episode.
Remarried. Got married. Had a relationship. People were living and dying in that damn station, yo. One station. Whole long form storyline. Glad finally, yo, Star Trek DS9 is getting all the credit it deserves, yo.
Yep. But
I was pioneering TV television. This is fucking magnificent, yo. Absolutely magnificent. Fucking love that show.